A series of remembrances in Massachusetts take place today on the 8th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. A moment of silence and a memorial service will be held at Logan Airport this morning. The two planes that crashed into the World Trade Center towers took off from Logan. Other ceremonies will take place today at the State House and at the Rose Kennedy Greenway. After the terror attacks, most of the families of victims accepted compensation from a special government fund. Another 100 or so filed lawsuits against the airlines and airport security companies and won a total of $500 million in damages. But the family of a Boston-based flight attendant, Sarah Lowe, is among three families who haven't yet settled their lawsuits against the airline industry. Sarah was aboard American Airlines Flight 11. Today, we're speaking with her father, Mike Lowe, about what he hopes to get from the case. Mike, take us back and tell us why your family didn't settle this case a long time ago.
There are too many unanswered questions. In the first days after 9/11, everything just closed down as far as access to information, a veil of secrecy, if you will, and that has continued from the joint congressional inquiry through the 9/11 commission. And for my daughter, I felt like it was my duty and obligation to pursue the truth and some accountability.
Give us an example of some of the key questions you think remain unanswered at this point that you'd like to find answers for.
Most of my questions deal with the security companies. Those that were on the front line and could have prevented 9/11, should have prevented 9/11. Over the 6 years since we filed our suit, I have read depositions, and I personally am convinced 9/11 could have been prevented, that the security situation, in my opinion, was more of a facade, and I want some measure of accountability and some justice.
What are you hoping will result from the lawsuit, then?
I want a public trial or at least an archiving of all of the information, over 1 million pages of depositions and testimony. That belongs in the public arena.
Generally speaking, without violating that confidentiality order, what's in them that we should all know about?
One of the few true and strong statements that came out of the 9/11 Commission was retired Admiral Lehman, I think, that said that for 19 of 19 hijackers to make it on board the aircraft with prohibited weapons was gross negligence. And these documents will show what happened.
Are you confident in security measures that have been instituted since at the nation's airports?
I think there has been some improvement. I think mostly a heightened degree of awareness. But my fear is that the same culture of complacency moved from the corporate security companies into the government-run TSA. I think quite a bit of the TSA's efforts is for show and for public consumption, and I think there's quite a bit to go yet.
So then, do you fear that 9/11, the bringing down of airplanes, could be repeated in the U.S.?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. 9/11 will happen again. It may not be on an airliner. It may be in a cruise line, a rail line, a stadium, but it will come.
And let me ask you one more question, Mike Lowe. How will you spend this day?
My daughter Allison and I spent Wednesday in Boston walking in Sarah's footsteps and took the train down to New York, and we will be at the ceremony at Ground Zero. We will be there with our Sarah. It's something that we need to do each year, and we'll continue to do for Sarah.
Mike Lowe, thank you very much. Appreciate your speaking with us.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you, Bob.
Mike Lowe is father of Sarah Lowe, a Boston-based flight attendant who died on American Airlines Flight 11 on September 11th. Her family and two others plan to go to trial next April.